Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Have you ever felt that pull, that pull of forbidden love, the kind that both terrifies and thrills you at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Well, today we're diving deep into Rebellion by Layla Roberts.
Ooh, good one.
It's a mafia romance where those dangerous desires totally collide with the hidden past. So before we get started, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. You can find the book link in the description.
Definitely check it out.
So this isn't your typical love story. We're talking Bratva princesses, Irish mobsters, and there's a mystery that will keep you guessing until the very end.
Right off the bat, what grabs you is that world that Layla Roberts builds. And, it's not just about the violence and the power plays. It's about, this intricate web of loyalty and duty and the weight of family secrets within these organizations.
Yeah, for sure. And our heroine, Sophia, is right in the middle of it all. She's living this restricted life under her cousin Sasha's protection. But, I don't know about you, but I could really sense her yearning for something more.
Oh, absolutely. And that yearning is key because it really sets the stage for her encounter with Colm.
Colm, yeah.
He's a member of the Irish Mafia, the Cavan Gang.
Okay, so we've got Bratva and we've got Irish Mob.
Exactly. And their connection, it's instant, it's electric even, but it's so layered with danger right from the start.
Right.
I mean, she's brought for royalty, he's with a rival organization, and she's already in this arranged relationship with, well, let's just say Oleg is not winning any Boyfriend of the Year awards.
Oh, Oleg, yeah, he definitely gives off bad vibes from the very beginning. He's so controlling, abusive, and just the complete opposite of Colm, who, despite being a hardened mobster, shows this surprisingly protective side towards Sophia.
And that contrast, that's deliberate. It highlights the complexities of Sophia's situation. She's trapped, right? Between duty, a loveless arrangement, and this forbidden attraction that could totally shatter her world.
Yeah.
But there's also another layer to this. There's a mystery that runs parallel to the romance.
You mean like those recurring dreams Sophia has, the ones with that mysterious tattoo?
Exactly. Those dreams, they're like breadcrumbs. They're leading us to this traumatic event from Sophia's childhood. And it's an event that's so deeply buried that it's manifesting in these like symbolic, almost haunting ways.
Oh, wow.
It's clear that this event and the tattoo are going to be crucial in unlocking something bigger, like a bigger truth.
It's like her subconscious is screaming, pay attention. This is important.
Yes. And as the story unfolds, that past trauma becomes intertwined with her present struggles. So you see Sophia grappling not only with her feelings for Colm, but also with the weight of her family's secrets and the danger that comes with them.
Okay, so then things really heat up when Sophia is forced to defend herself against Dima. He's one of Oleg's guys, right?
Yep.
And she ends up killing him, which is obviously a huge turning point in this story.
Oh, for sure. It's a moment of pure instinct, survival just kicking in. And while it's a horrific act, it also cracks open that carefully constructed facade that Sophia has built around herself. It forces her to confront her own strength and like the darkness that exists within this world that she's a part of.
It's like this act, even though it was born of necessity, also sets her free in a way.
Exactly. And it changes the dynamic between her and Colm because he witnesses the whole thing and he sees this vulnerability in Sophia that she's never shown before. And so this deepens his feelings for her, but it also creates this conflict because he's loyal to his boss, Rogan, and he knows that their worlds are at odds.
Right, right. And then there's Sasha, Sophia's cousin. He's the head of the Bratva. And his reaction to the killing is interesting too.
Yeah, Sasha's very torn. He's fiercely protective of Sophia, but he's also concerned with like maintaining control and order within the Bratva. He understands the implications of what she's done and how it could upset the whole balance of power.
Yeah, you can almost feel the tension crackling between Colm and Sasha in that scene. Like, they both want to protect Sophia, but their approaches are completely different.
It's a clash of personalities and loyalties. And this clash really sets the stage for the next major turning point. The kidnapping. That kidnapping, it throws everything into overdrive.
It does.
It's not just about Sophia's life being in danger, right? It's about all these hidden truths that get revealed.
Oh, yeah.
And loyalties being tested.
And the way Layla Roberts reveals these truths, it's like layer by layer, it's masterful.
It is.
It keeps you on the edge of your seat. You're constantly questioning who to trust.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, for example, Sophia's accident.
Right.
We know it left her with that chronic back pain, but
oh, yeah.
There's a whole other story there.
Absolutely. The accident wasn't just an accident. Sophia wasn't even driving that night.
Wow.
It turns out that the guy she was with, someone she thought she loved, was actually using her
Oh
to
no.
get information on the Bratva for his brother.
What?
His real name was Raf Ramirez, and he was like a plant
A plant.
sent to infiltrate her life.
Wow, talk about betrayal.
I know.
And to make matters worse, her bodyguard Dimitri was in on it too.
Yes, Dimitri was being paid off by Rafe to feed him information about Sophia and the Bratva's operations.
Oh my gosh.
It just shows how vulnerable she was, surrounded by people she thought she could trust,
Right.
but they were actually playing her.
It's heartbreaking, especially considering Dimitri died in the crash.
Yeah.
And she blames herself.
Yeah.
She carries that guilt, and it feeds into that reluctance to open up to anyone.
It's a trauma that has shaped her, you know, made her build walls around her heart.
Yeah.
And then there's Oleg working in the background.
Oh, don't even get me started on Oleg.
I know, pretending to be the supportive boyfriend, but we
Right.
learn he's manipulating her too.
Oh, of course he is.
He's using this like fabricated video of Sasha to blackmail her
What?
to get her into the relationship and also like a job at her restaurant.
Okay, Oleg is officially the worst.
He is like the worst.
But his betrayal during the kidnapping, I mean, that takes it to a whole new level.
Oh, totally. His true colors come out. It's chillin'.
It is.
He orchestrates the whole kidnapping with this intention of selling Sophia, and also Miller, the bartender from her restaurant,
Right, just
Step Callahan.
who's Step Callahan?
He's the head of another powerful gang, the Seven Sinners.
Okay.
He wants to exploit their connection to this past crime for his own gain.
That's awful.
I know, he's playing a dangerous game, especially since we're starting to see that those recurring dreams that Sophia has are actually connected to the Seven Sinners.
Oh, really?
And that tattoo she keeps seeing,
Right.
it all ties together.
Okay.
And Oleg uses those dreams against her.
Oh, he's such a jerk.
I know, he reveals to Miller that he knows about Sophia's accident, twisting the
Oh,
knife,
no.
preying on her deepest fears and
That's
insecurity.
so messed up.
It is. It's a brutal power play, just meant to break her down.
Thank goodness Colm and Rogan show up just in
I
time.
know, right?
That abandoned warehouse scene, intense.
Oh my God.
It's like a showdown of loyalty, with Colm risking everything, even going against his own boss, to save her.
It really is, and that's like a turning point for their relationship, isn't it?
I think so.
It's where Sasha, seeing Colm's dedication to Sophia's safety, starts to acknowledge that there's something genuine between them.
Oh, that's
Their
that.
worlds are colliding, but like in this chaos, their bond just gets deeper.
So even though the kidnapping was traumatic, it ultimately pushes them closer.
In a way, yes.
Okay.
It strips away pretense. Sophia, you know, physically and emotionally vulnerable, starts to open up to Colm,
Yeah.
sharing the secrets that have been haunting her for years.
Right.
We see those walls she's built starting to crumble.
And Colm, for all his rough edges, he shows this tenderness, this
He
understanding
does.
that she desperately needs. It's like he sees past the Broadfoot Princess
Oh,
to
yeah.
the scared, hurt woman beneath.
Totally.
And as Sophia confronts her past,
Yeah.
she discovers this inner strength she didn't know she had.
She
And we
does.
realize she doesn't have to be defined by her family's secrets or the
Right.
expectations of the Broadfoot world.
It's like she's reclaiming her narrative, you know,
Yeah.
taking
But
control.
we're not out of the woods yet, right?
No, not quite.
There's still Step Callahan,
Yeah.
obsessed with uncovering the truth about his father's death, convinced Sophia holds the key.
And remember those
The
dreams.
ones with the tattoo.
Yes, connecting the Seven Sinners to the past.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that someone within the Bratva has been tipping off Callahan
Wait, what?
about those dreams
No way.
and about Sophia's connection to Miller.
So there's a traitor in her midst.
There
This
is.
just got even more complicated.
And that's where we'll leave things for now.
Oh,
The
no.
stakes have never been higher.
I can't wait to find out what happens.
I know. Loyalties are blurred, danger is closing in, and the truth, as they say, will out.
We're back, and oh man, the tension is thicker than a bowl of borscht in Rebellion's final act.
It is.
Step Callahan has Sophia convinced she knows the truth about his father's death, and
Yeah.
he's not exactly the patient type.
No, not at all. It's this high-stakes game of cat and mouse, you know?
Yeah.
Sophia's back in a chair, tied up, facing this man who's consumed by grief and vengeance.
Right.
Lila Roberts doesn't shy away from the psychological torment.
No, she doesn't.
It's not just about physical danger. It's like Sophia is battling Callahan's obsession, his need to make someone pay for his loss.
You can really feel her fear,
Yeah.
but she doesn't give in. There's
No.
a resilience there,
Oh, absolutely.
sharp intelligence that shines through even in this dire situation.
She's learned to navigate those treacherous waters of the Bratva,
Right.
honed her instincts for survival.
Yeah, and she uses those skills against Callahan.
She doesn't have concrete answers about his father's murder,
Right.
but she plants these seeds of doubt, suggesting that someone else may be responsible.
Oh, interesting.
Someone closer to home,
She's
perhaps?
playing with fire,
She is.
but brilliantly so.
I know, it disrupts Callahan's assumptions,
Yeah.
creates cracks in his alliances. It's like a high-pressure poker game.
It is. It really is.
And while all of this is happening, you've got Calm. He's like a whirlwind of
Oh,
action.
yeah.
He's been consumed by worry since her disappearance,
Of course.
and that protectiveness, it just explodes when he storms Callahan's cabin
Oh, yeah.
with Rogan and their men.
That rescue scene is pure adrenaline.
Oh, it
You
is.
can practically hear the gunfire, feel that desperation in Calm's every move.
It's so clear he'll stop at nothing to get her back.
And it's a culmination of everything we've seen building between them.
Right.
It's not a fairy tale romance.
No.
It's forged in fire, tested by danger, and that shared intensity, it just explodes in this moment.
Yeah, their reunion, it's so raw, so
It
emotional.
is.
It's such a powerful contrast to the violence that's swirling around them.
And for Sophia, it's like a validation of everything she's fought for.
It is.
She survived, she outmaneuvered her enemies, and she stayed true to her elf.
And in Colm's embrace, you see it all, the relief, the love, that unshakable bond that's formed between them.
Right, and it's a turning point, not just for their relationship, but
Yeah,
for her sense of self.
absolutely.
She's no longer the brat for princess, trapped by expectations, right? She's found her voice, her agency, and the strength to choose her own path.
She has, and that path leads her to Colm.
Oh.
Sacha, seeing their connection and Colm's unwavering commitment to protecting her, finally gives them his blessing.
It's a beautiful moment of acceptance,
It
a
is.
recognition that love can exist even amidst the darkness of their world.
And Sophia finally lets go of the fears and insecurities that have held her back,
Right.
allowing herself to fully embrace the happiness she deserves.
Rebellion is a wild ride. I mean, full of twists and turns, but it's ultimately a story about hope.
It is.
Hope that even in the most dangerous of worlds, love can prevail, and that strength can be found in the most unexpected places, and that we all have the power to break free from the chains that bind us.
It's such a powerful message,
It is.
and it stays with you long after you finish the book. So, what moments resonated with you most? What did you think of Sophia's journey? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives into the stories that matter.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.